looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Righto, we've had a victory for school leavers this afternoon who were being shortchanged by travel companies when it came to Schoolies Week. Now, this came to my attention last year when parents of kids across Sydney contacted us, desperately seeking our help after travel companies refused to refund deposits that these teenagers paid for Schoolies Week. It affected Sydneysiders all over and their kids. Some of these children worked three jobs at the local supermarket, places like Bunnings, to save up enough money to afford to go away with their mates at the end of year 12. Anyway, with COVID in full swing, Schoolies who'd paid deposits to go to places like Fiji were informed borders were closed and that their end of year trip couldn't go ahead. And that's fine. But then some travel operators refused to give back deposits, saying to these kids, just postpone Schoolies to this year. So just put it off for a year. That's never going to happen. The kids move on. You've got university, TAFE, whatever else. It's life after school. You get one opportunity at Schoolies. We understand that borders were shut, but just give back their money, the deposit that they paid, that they'd worked, in some cases, three or four jobs, just to save that money up. But these travel companies, including a mob called Unleashed, wouldn't refund the deposits. So in the meantime, these kids' hard-earned sat in the pumped-up bank accounts of these tour operators. Well, I'm happy to say we're finally, 12 months after rattling cages, Unleashed and some other tour operators have refunded the deposits to these teenagers. Now, it took a lot of pressure from you and I, but finally these poor teenagers and parents are getting their money back. One of the mums who's led the charge is Leanne Spurtle, who lost her husband, Peter, and it's done it pretty tough, Leanne, as a sole parent. Now, her daughter, Caitlin, was one of those school leavers caught up in all this mess. Well, I'm happy to say Caitlin has finally, after working several jobs, has finally got her money back from this tour operator, Unleashed. So I'm glad that Unleashed have finally come to their senses. Should have happened months and months ago. Better late than never. And her mum, Leanne, joins me on the line this afternoon. G'day, Leanne.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm good and I'm very happy. Finally, Caitlin's got her money back.
Yes. I unsold Caitlin's deposit to another student that was going next year, but Unleashed told us all that we would get refunds by the end of March, and as far as I'm aware, everyone has got their refunds.
Right, so Caitlin and her friends, I mean, there's been hundreds of school kids and teenagers, school leavers, impacted by this. Your understanding is that most or almost all of them have got those deposits back and the money back?
Yes.
Well, that's good news. Just remind our listeners, because we've spoken to you before on the program, what did Caitlin do on the job front just to get enough money to go to Schoolies?
She worked at a pizza store. She did babysitting. She umpired at netball. She works a part-time job at Westfield. And she all did that while she was doing her HSC.
Right. So this is as a result of, I mean, you lost your hubby and Caitlin, her dad. She knew that you couldn't afford to pay the whole amount. So how much did she save up and how much did they withhold as far as monies are concerned?
They only withheld, we were always getting above the deposit. The deposit was $400. They offered to return the money paid above the $400. So everyone got that back, but they were holding on to the $400 deposit. So in March, they've refunded everyone the $400.
Okay. And you've got another daughter. Is she doing Schoolies? Is she do Schoolies later this year?
She's doing it this year.
Right.
And it's still back to Fiji. They haven't cancelled it yet. They're going to make that decision in July. But they've given us a couple of other options in New South Wales, Byron Bay, and there's a Whitsunday yacht cruise thing. And if you don't want to do either of those, and Fiji is off, they will refund the deposit.
Well, that's good. Okay, that's how I say well done to have you gone through Unleashed again, or is it a different tour operator?
No, it's still Unleashed because we paid for the deposit for this year, last year in March. Mm. So you paid like 18 months in advance.
Well, even okay, if the borders, if we're not, if there's no travel bubble with Fiji, And if you have to go, you know, I mean, to Byron Bay or up to the Whitsundays, at least there are options that they're giving you. And they've also said that if you don't want to take those options, they'll give you the deposit back, which I think that's fair and reasonable.
Everyone's happy with that.
Mm. Well, I'm rapt that we could help your daughter, help Caitlin, and I'm hoping your other daughter doesn't go through the same thing at the end of this year, but it sounds as though Unleashed, well, they've woken up to themselves and other tour operators, they're on notice that this simply is unacceptable as far as withholding monies from these kids. And I'm glad we could help you, Leanne, and I'm glad we could help Caitlin.
We are too. Thank you for all your help.
My absolute pleasure. Good on you. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Leanne Spurtle, and hundreds of kids have been affected by this. So I'm hoping, and you might be listening to the program this afternoon, if you're one of these kids, one of these teenagers, if you left school last year, have you got your money back? Or if your mum and dad listening to the program, let us know. And we'll stay on this because it's not fair. It's just unacceptable that kids like Caitlin, teenagers, looking forward, what was a pretty tough year, if you're doing year 12, you're looking forward to the end of year sort of trip away, and this mob decide to go and withhold your money. Well, I'm glad that the money has now been refunded to Caitlin, but if there's any other stories where the monies haven't been refunded, let us know. 131 873 is our number.